Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started. All participants are muted.
Open up heaven, open up heaven. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you today, people of God. God bless you today. We are grateful that you have come tonight to join us for this open heaven experience on tonight. Amen. We are indeed glad to be here. We want to welcome you. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome each of you on tonight. We're grateful that you have decided to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. Surely the Lord has a blessing for you. Amen. And we're grateful that you have come to join us on tonight. Glory to God. There is no better place to be than to be right here, right now. And again, we're grateful. We're grateful that you have elected to join us on tonight. We want to invite you to invite someone else. Amen. Invite someone else to come and be a part of this worship experience on tonight. Glory to God. Surely the Lord has been blessing us here on the Prayer News Network Global, and we are indeed grateful. We're in grateful for it on tonight. Amen. And we're grateful that you have come to be a part. Amen. We want to thank God for you, wherever you're listening from. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for you every night. Amen. We thank the Lord for you, again, for taking out your time. Amen. We realize there's so much that you could be doing, but you have elected to join us and be here with us. And for this, we are indeed grateful. And we say God bless you tonight. Amen. The blessings of the Lord be upon you. Amen, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to let you know, amen, Jesus, that there is a delay, amen, in our radio application on tonight. So glory to God. We're prayerful that we will get that loaded, amen, later tonight. Amen, Jesus. There will be a lag. Amen. But we pray, glory to God, that we're able to get it loaded for you tonight, or at least no later than tomorrow. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for you. Thank you for your patience. Again, thank you for your diligence. Thank you for your commitment to come and be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Where we are reaching, expanding, and growing. Glory to God, and we just thank the Lord for it. Amen. Truly, as we say, it is indeed the Lord's doing, and it is so marvelous in our eyes. Amen. We thank God. Amen. We thank him. We thank him for what he's doing. Glory to God. Did not know, amen, Jesus, that we would be here today. But at the leading of the Lord, amen, his divine ordination, it was, amen, ordained, preordained, for us to be here, and here we are just executing the plan of God, and we're so grateful again for each and every one of you. Amen. I just want to take a moment and thank God for our leaders on tonight. Amen. I want to thank God for my leaders as well as your leaders. Amen, Jesus. This ministry, this outreach ministry, is made up of several different ministries. Amen. People, amen, whom the Lord has handpicked to come and be with us. Amen, in this outreach ministry. Amen, Jesus. And we thank God on tonight for each and every one that has come from other ministries from near and far. We thank God for you. Just want to thank God tonight for, again, my leaders. Amen, our celestial intercessor who has transitioned to be with the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. And thanking him tonight for our senior apostle, Prophet, amen, Jesus, Samuel Huggins, and James, and thanking God tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, glory to God, and thanking God tonight for my pastor, amen, Apostle D.G. Taylor, amen. Thanking them for the women of God that stand by the side of the men of God, amen, Jesus. Thanking him for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, on tonight. Amen, Jesus, the first lady of our ministry. Amen. We just give God thanks for each and every one of them. Amen, Jesus. Lady Huggins, amen. Lady Tina, glory to God. Lady Shepherd Mother Taylor, amen. Thanking God for each and every one of them on tonight. We give God thanks and praise on tonight for our PNN advisors. Glory to God. Amen. Those, amen, that in whatever capacity that they serve, we just give God thanks and praise for them. Glory to God. We realize that there's so many other things that they could be doing and perhaps are doing, but they take the time, amen, to lean this way to be a blessing to the PNN. So we thank God for each of them. Thank him for our prayer warriors. Amen. Jesus, just blessing the Lord tonight. Amen. Because the Lord, amen, is building this outreach ministry. Glory to God. We don't know what it looks like. Amen. We don't know, glory to God, what the outcome of what it's going to be. All we know, amen, is that it's a work in progress. Amen. Glory to God. It is the Lord that is building the house. It is the Lord that is building this outreach. Amen. Jesus, and truly wheresoever he leads us, there we shall follow. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. To each and every one again. Amen. That the Lord has sent. Amen. To be a part of this outreach ministry. Amen. Jesus and people of God, we thank God for you. We thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Glory to God, because we just want to let you know you are somebody, amen, and that you are indeed special, amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. We thank him tonight. Glory be to God. We're grateful again for each and every one of you, amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, amen. We will endeavor, amen, not to hold you long tonight. We do realize that, amen, Jesus, glory to God, we will be going to our several places of worship, our houses of worship on tomorrow. So we're going to endeavor, amen, to go ahead and, amen, Jesus, get ready and prepare for the word. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, Jesus, as we always do, amen, we are getting ready to sanctify the line. We want you to pull your hearts, your mind in, pull your spirit in on tonight. Glory to God. As always, we tell you, get your pen. Amen. Get your paper, get your notes, your pad. Glory to God. Whatever you need to take your notes, go ahead and pull them. Go ahead and pull it together. Amen. Glory to God as we prepare to sanctify the line on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. After we sanctify the line, glory to God. Amen. We will have, amen, Evangelist Gail Bell to sanctify the line on tonight. Glory to God. And immediately after her, amen, Jesus, we will have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Holland on tonight. Glory to God. God bless you. Amen, Jesus, as we pray, prepare for the sanctification line.
Father God, we just thank you, oh God, for tonight. For tonight, God, we give you glory, God. We give you honor, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. We just thank you, God. We just thank you, oh God, just for another day, another day, another day, another hour, another night of worship. Oh God, we're at your feet, oh God. We just thank you, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you tonight. We just thank you for all that you are, all that you are in us, oh God, all that you shall be, all that you're going to take us through. But oh God, we ask, oh God, that you be with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God, touch our minds, oh God, if we thought had thoughts that were not like you, oh God. Touch our hands, oh God. Clean us up, oh God. Touched anything, oh God, did anything in our bodies, in our minds, oh God. Oh God, we ask, oh God, to just sanctify us, oh God. Prepare us, oh God. Prepare ye your heart, oh God, to receive you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, some of us even never thought that you were worth, that we were worth dying for. But tonight, God, we thank you, oh God, for even, hallelujah, helping them to receive the concept, hallelujah, that you loved us enough, that you gave us your life, oh God, that we were worth you dying for, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that your only desire, oh God, is for us to have life and have it more abundantly. Lord, guide us into a life of abundance, oh God. God, we pray for the children, oh God, that are in darkness, oh God. Take the scales off of their eyes, oh God. Help them to see the vision that you have for them in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for your children that are in despair, those that are lost, oh God, that have no hope, that have no future. Oh God, there is a future in you, oh God. You are the hope. There have no hope, dear God. You are the hope of glory, God. Help them to see. Help them to grab hold to you, oh God. And hallelujah, that you can guide them into the hope that you have for them, oh God. Hallelujah, God. God, we pray for the emptiness. Those people that are empty, oh God. God, we pray tonight that you ground in them, oh God. We ask for you to open up our vessels, oh God, and pour into us, fill us up with your love, oh God. Your peace, wrap us in your blanket, in a security blanket. Hallelujah, like only you know, that only you could give us. Oh, God, because we're secure in you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the ones that are in pain, oh, God, even the emotions, the mental and the physical right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that the chains in their life are holding them back, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that the chains that are holding them in their past, that they break free tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, send the word, oh, God, that will set your captives free tonight, oh, God. Help us to find peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, free us up for kingdom work, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you now for restoring our freedom and helping us to be more as the word says that we are, oh God. Help us to guide us through the word, oh God. Help us to see ourselves in the word. Hallelujah, as it comes forth in the name of Jesus. Touch our ears, oh God, that we may hear. Touch our eyes, oh God. Take the blindness off of our eyes that we may see deep into the word, oh God, into the mysteries that you have given to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, give us an all-seeing eye, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, hide us under your wing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're just so thankful, oh God, for everything that you've done, oh God, everything that you're going to do for us, oh God. And we ask, oh God, that you have free course throughout the world, throughout the universe tonight. Oh, God, that this word, oh God, goes and it goes into every household that is gold, and it goes into, oh God. We send the anointing with it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, and that it break barriers in the name of Jesus. Oh God, change positions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Change the way of worship in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you tonight. In all things done in your son's name, Jesus, God, we just thank you, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you, oh God. And God, we just ask, oh God, that you get your hold on to help us to hold on to the PNN, oh God. Hallelujah. Be our guide, oh God. Be our guide, oh God. Even what the enemy meant for bad, God, turn it around for our good. Oh God, we pray for every advisor in the name of Jesus. There's a new thing being done in the air in the name of Jesus. Every prayer warrior, God, there's a new thing that you're sending out, oh God. Help us to leap into it. Help us to grasp it in the name of Jesus. Every minister that comes to the post, oh God. Oh God, touch them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Open up their eyes, oh God. Give them visions, oh God. Hallelujah. Help them to see, hallelujah, that they're walking according to the word that you have called them to. Your calling, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, the ones that you have called, oh God, and anointed for the job. Bless our visionary and our founder in the name of Jesus, oh God. Touch her from the crown of her head, oh God, soles of her feet. Touch her ears that she see, oh God. Touch her eyes, oh God, oh God, oh God, as you guide her. Help her to see the things unfold before her eyes, oh God, before it is put into action in the name of Jesus. And God, we'll be so ever careful to give your name the glory and the praise and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Minister Bradley, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the second chapter of 2 Timothy, the 14th through the 19th verse, dealing with false teachers. Keep reminding God's people of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It is of no value and only ruins those who listen. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Avoid godly chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly. Teaching will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have departed from the truth. They say that the resurrection has already taken place, and they destroy the faith of some. Nevertheless, God's solid foundation stands firm, sealed with this inscription. The Lord knows those who are his, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. Now, I read to you the 2 Timothy, 2 chapter, the 14th through the 19th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank God, amen. Thank God for the reading of the word. Thank him for the prayer on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. The Lord is, amen, setting us up. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. It's a prelude. Amen. Preparing our hearts, preparing our minds. Glory to God. Getting us ready for the seed, the word that's about, amen, to go forth on tonight. Amen. So we give God thanks. Again, we give God praise. Again, we want to let you know that on the radio side, amen, Jesus, we will be posting our broadcast, glory to God, although it is not there at the moment, amen, Jesus, but prayerfully we will have it ready later tonight, amen, glory to God. But we do bless the Lord tonight, amen, glory to God. We thank him, amen, Jesus, because we are resilient, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, we are overcomers. Amen, we're overcomers. Amen, Jesus. And what God has ordained, glory to God, it shall be. Amen. We trust God. Hallelujah. We trust him. We trust him, people of God. We trust him, glory to God, in the work for this ministry. Amen, in the work for this line. Amen. We trust him totally, glory to God, that he has it all in control. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Again, we give God thanks. We give God praise. Thanking him tonight. Glory to God for the woman of God. Glory to God that he has preordained for this hour, for this time. Glory to God. We bless the Lord, people of God, as we always say, and we know it to be true. Amen. Jesus, she certainly no stranger to this line. Glory to God. But we embrace her. Amen. We embrace all of our speakers, amen, they're so precious. They're so unique, amen, in their own way, amen. But it's yet one spirit, one administration. So we bless the Lord tonight, amen, for the woman of God. Glory to God that is coming to us. Amen, Jesus. She's coming to us from Full Gospel Tabernacle, Church of God in Christ. Amen. She's such a willing vessel, amen, always available. Amen, to come and render service, amen, unto God's people. Amen, Jesus. So we bless the Lord tonight, glory to God, for none other than, amen, Evangelist Rochelle Holmes. God bless you, woman of God.
It's the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise, can you hear me?
Praise them. Yes, we can. God bless you.
God bless you. I'm asked, and I just thank God for his loving kindness, his tender mercies. He is such a good, good father. I bless his name. We just had an emergency, and I'm asking everyone on the line to just pray, but I served the enemy notice that this word was going to go forth, and he was not going to hinder because I recognize who he is. And I recognize his desire is really to steal, kill, and destroy. So we honor God on tonight. Well, glory to God. The songwriter said, what a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness. What a peace is mine, leaning. I know you're muted, but somebody shout, leaning on the everlasting arms. We honor God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, for he is good and he's worthy to be praised. I give deference to my pastor, Bishop A.D. Shaw, and to First Lady Shaw, and to our awesome visionary, Evangelist Bradley, and to the entire advisory board. Let us go to the throne. Father, in the name of Jesus, we honor honor you. We bless you, God. We give you glory and honor. We thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. We hide the word of God in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. So bread of heaven, feed us from the table. We need a word, God. Firecrackers going all around us, folk having a good time. Well, we need a word from heaven in the name of Jesus. And we will be so mindful to give you glory, to give you honor, and to give you praise. Amen and amen. Let's go to the word of God. Let's go to the gospel according to Mark. We will begin at the second chapter, and we're going to read. Normally, I don't read this many verses, but I feel led to do that on tonight, verses 1 through 12. I will be reading for your hearing the Amplified Version, and if you hear any cracks and pops, in my neighborhood decided that they want to do some firecrackers. So please forgive me for that. Verses 1 begins, and Jesus returned to Capernaum. And a few days later, the news went out that he was at home. So many people together that were there was no longer room for them, not even near the door. And Jesus was discussing with them the word of God. Then they came, bringing to him a paralyzed man who was being carried by four men. Somebody say four men. Mm-hmm. When they were unable to get to him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above Jesus. And they had dug out an opening, and they let down the mat on which the paralyzed man was lying. Verse 5 says, when Jesus saw their active faith springing from confidence in him, he said to the paralyzed man, son, your sins are forgiven. But some of the scribes, you know, we gonna always have haters. Some of the scribes were sitting there debating in their hearts the implication of what he had said. Why does this man talk that way? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins, remove guilt, nullify sin's penalty, and assign righteousness except God alone? They don't realize. They prophesied with that one. Immediately, Jesus, being fully aware of their hostility and knowing in his spirit that they were thinking of this, said to them, why are you debating and arguing about these things in your heart? Which is easier to say to the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and pick up your mat and walk? But, so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority, and power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralyzed man, I say to you, get up, pick up your mat, and go home. And he got up and immediately picked up the mat and went out before them all, so that they were all astonished, and they glorified and praised God, saying, we have never seen anything like this. I would like to bring your attention to verse 4. When they were unable to get to him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above Jesus, and they had dug an opening, and they let down the mat on which the paralyzed man was laying. And if I was to use for a thought on tonight, it would simply be, how bad do you want it? Yeah, how bad do you want it? Hippocrates, which was a Greek physician back in 460 BC, he coined a phrase, desperate times call for desperate measures. My grandmama said it like this, if you want it bad enough, then you better go get it. How bad do you want it? One of my favorite basketball players was Michael Jordan. He's still cool. He didn't start out well. However, he wanted it bad enough. So the question on the floor tonight is, how bad do you want it? Michael Jordan, history has said, was cut from a varsity basketball team when he was a sophomore. MJ, as he's affectionately called, did not allow naysayers to define his destiny. Somebody shout, how bad do you want it? Yeah, MJ worked hard on his game early in the morning and late at night. He was practicing. And the rest is history. On October the 26th, 1984, in his first ever NBA game, MJ got 16 points, 7 assists, 6 rebounds, 4 blocks, and 2 steals in a 40-minute play. Somebody shout, how bad do you want it? He is said to be one of the greatest basketball players in the NBA. And today, when I Googled his worth, his net worth is $1.687 billion. How bad do you want it? Yeah, how bad do you want it? In our text, we have a man who wanted to be healed really bad. Listen, he had a problem that was bigger than the inability to walk. Now, my first thought, and I'm going to be honest, in the text, my first thought was his problem was he was paralyzed, right? I don't know how many of you will agree with that. Well, that wasn't his main problem. Jesus addressed the elephant in the room. Though everyone was thinking that the man's greatest need is for his legs to work, Jesus knew better. He knew that he needed forgiveness. The Bible says in verse 5, it said, when Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of palsy. See, we don't know whether it was Bell's palsy or cerebral palsy. We don't know which one of it was. But we know that Jesus saw their faith. And he said unto the sick of palsy, son, thou sins be forgiven thee. Thou sins be forgiven. Let me repeat that. Thou sins be forgiven. See, because sin is not a popular topic. A lot of preachers don't feel comfortable preaching or teaching on sin. My question is, how bad do you want it? Mm-hmm. Because many times, if we're not careful, beloved, you will want something bad enough to sin for it. And the devil is a liar. No job, no house, no relationship, nothing is worth sinning for. Mark 8:36 says, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Then Mark posed another question. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Jesus was letting the entire crowd know that it's not his disability, it's my made-up word, the sin ability. Jesus said, son, your sins are forgiven. Notice how he called a spade a spade. see, because a lot of times, you know how we do. We're in a politically correct society, and we like to soften the word sin. We call it, well, he has an issue. She just has a little shortcoming. Oops. He has an oopsie. If a man or a woman cheats, we call it an indiscretion. No, ma'am. No, sir. It's called sin. And can I tell you tonight, I know the topic is how bad do you want it. There is no big sin or little sin. All sins equal in God's eyes. Jesus simply said, your sins are forgiven. So let's call it what it is, sin. Sin is serious. It soils the soul. It scars the conscience. And if we allow it, it will separate us from God. Important for us to know this, that Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin has a cost, my friend. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. K. Arthur said it like this, sin will take you further than you ever expected to go. It will keep you longer than you ever intended to stay. And it will cost you more than you ever expected to pay. Somebody shout, yes, free me tonight. Yeah, I want my sins forgiven. Yes, getting free from sin is so important that Jesus in a crowd of people was willing to address sin. In the midst of one of the greatest miracles, the miracle was getting free from the sin factor. The text shows us that Jesus was willing to free and to save us, just like he was that man who was paralyzed. We used to sing a song back in the day. To the utmost, Jesus saved. To the utmost, Jesus saved. He will pick you up and turn you around. Hallelujah, Jesus saved. I stopped by to tell you he saves tonight. The miracle was salvation of the man. As a matter of fact, the miracle, the healing of the paralyzed man at Capernaum appears in all three of the synoptic gospels. It appears in Matthew, in Mark, and in Luke. How bad do you want it? You have to want it bad enough that you see it even when you don't see it. Rewind. You have to want it bad enough that you see it even when you don't see it. Come here, Bible. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. How bad do you want it? Notice the man who was in a bad place. He had friends who was willing to help a brother out. Honey, let me tell you this. His friends had faith, so much so that Jesus mentions their faith. Now let's picture this. Picture this in your mind's eye. Picture that he was paralyzed. Picture his bed was a mat. No doubt his friends heard about Jesus healing people all around Galilee. They heard about Jesus healing the official son at Capernaum. They heard about how in Mark 1:21-27, demon possessed man that was sitting in the church, y'all. No doubt, I don't know how long the man had been going to church, Sabbath after Sabbath, and how that demon manifested, and Jesus, hallelujah, to the demon, and he said, come out. He first silenced him and said, come out. And the Bible says that the demon threw itself down, began to foam at the mouth, but that demon had to come out. Somebody shout, how bad do you want it? Yeah, they were sure that Jesus could heal their friend. So they carried him to the home where Jesus was. I want friends like that. Mm-hmm. I want friends like that in my circle, because a true friend will show you love no matter what. Proverbs 17:17, a true friend helps you in time of need. Ecclesiastes 4:9-12. So my question to you, are you that type of a friend? Yeah, because I want a friend that when I'm in sin, if I'm ever caught in sin, that they will carry me to Jesus. I want a friend that is willing to pick me up when I'm down. Yeah, they say, girl, come on. You got some more miles to go. Come on, let's go. Yes, they knew that their friend was bound by a thing, and they knew how to get him fixed. Glory to God. I'm so glad that Jesus is a friend. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Greater love has no man than this, to lay down one's life for a friend. And John 15:13 said Jesus was willing to die for you and for me. And in our text, there were four men. The number four means to reign. It means to rule. We don't know their names, but I guarantee you this. Yes, I guarantee you, you don't go through that kind of effort if you don't care about the one you're carrying. They carried the man paralyzed on a mat on the roof. Imagine it now, the crowd all around them. People on the inside and the outside. There was no room, not nowhere around. And if one might would struggle, one might could struggle to squeeze their way in, but those men would have to get through a crowd, four men carrying their friend, and they didn't have any ushers to say, you know, can you move to the side? Can you move to the left? Can you move to the right? No, they didn't have anyone even willing to step out of the way. Mm. They had what I call the Tater family inside. You know the Taters. Every church, every family has a Tater. That's the dictator. They had the agitator, the hesitator, the spectator. All of that. Going through that to get to Jesus. You know that I love the out-of-the-box thinkers. Get you an out-of-the-box thinker in your circle. Because, you know, the out-of-the-box thinker, they probably was sweating. Come on. They was like, oh, man, how are we going to get to them? Because I know they felt led to get their friend to Jesus. He was no doubt heavy. They were out of breath, sweating, struggling. But guess what? They were determined that today, my friend will not leave here the same way he came. So they uncovered. Somebody say, yeah, you need a friend that's going to uncover, honey. Because sometimes we need that. We need a comfort. You know, that thing that's blocking, that thing that wants to hinder you. Honey, sometimes God will allow it to uncover. So they had to uncover. They broke up the roof.
They wasn't thinking about the cost. No. Yes, God. They wasn't thinking about that. They had to lift the towels, which laid in a bed of mortar or mud. They had to break through. Somebody said breakthrough. Yeah, breakthrough. They had to break through. And then they tore the poles, the light, the rafters, all that to lower the sick man upon his pallet in front of the master as he taught. For the Bible said that Jesus was teaching the word of God. Hallelujah. Yes, God. The word that was standing right there. And they knew that my friend needs healing. Not only does he need healing, he needs saving. And the Bible says that he was afflicted with palsy. Yeah, paralyzed. But can I tell you that many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. It was cool to me as Jesus seen the need for healing and salvation. Jesus saved before he healed. He didn't get a prophecy. He didn't get a, God go give you a new house. Yes, he go give you a new car. You go get married before the year is out. No, they got son, your sins are forgiven. Yes, can I be honest to you that you could be afflicted and get into heaven. You could be paralyzed and get into heaven. You could have COVID-19 and still get into heaven. But one thing that you cannot do and get into heaven is be a sinner and not saved. If we have to mind the things of God, we have to accept Jesus as our personal Savior. We cannot go to heaven anyhow, contrary to what they say to you. We got to come to Jesus just as we are weary, wounded, and sad. We got to confess our sins. For the Bible says that he is faithful and just, and he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The man was placed in front of the word. Jesus is the word. Jesus, he is the light. Yes, Jesus, he's love. Jesus is the Lord of lords. He's the Savior of all. The word. Somebody shout the word. Herod couldn't kill the word. No, couldn't crush the word. The new age cannot replace the word. Folks have tried to burn the word, but yet, even in this century, the word stands. Oh, yes, they sat him in front of the word, for the word is a lamp, and the word is a light. The word, how bad do you want it, my friend? The word spoke to the man. Oh, yes, when the man's haters was in the crowd, sitting there thinking to themselves, oh, why does this man named Jesus talk like that? He blasphemes. Who can forgive sins? I call them haters. But what I love about Jesus, that he is willing to go through your haters. Oh, yes, he is. I don't care what you're facing. I don't care what you're going through. Jesus, he's willing. He's willing to go through, oh, every situation to get you out. The Bible says in verse 10, but so I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the man, get up. Somebody shout, get up. Take your mat and go home. And I stopped by PNN to tell you the same thing. Get up. Whatever you're going through, get up. The struggle is over for you. Your heartache is over tonight. Get up, my brother. Get up, my sister. Get off that mat of depression. Get up. Get off the mat of low self-esteem. Get up. Get up for messing around with that married man. Get up. Get up from crack cocaine. Get up. Get up from the thing that has you bound. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up from whatever's been holding you. The Bible says that the man, he listened. He got up. He didn't need physical therapy. He didn't need a shot in his lower back, but he got up from the power. Somebody shout power. He got up from the power of the word. Get up. I stopped by to tell you, my friend, that Jesus, oh yeah, that Jesus, he came into the world to demonstrate his love to us, for you and to me. Yes, I was told I would be a nobody. Oh, somebody shout, how bad do you want it? But I knew that I needed something bigger than my generational curses. I knew that I needed a Jesus. So early one morning, when I didn't even know who Jesus was, he touched me, and the glory of God baptized me and saved me with the Holy Ghost, so I could get up from that place. And now my children and my children's children, they don't have to deal with the demons I dealt with, because they got up. Their mama got up. Yeah, you see, my friend, Jesus, who gave her as a ransom. Yes, Jesus. You see, we were kidnapped in the Garden of Eden. Death entered through our foreparents, through Adam and Eve. Oh, God. And Jesus knew that there needed to be a price that had to be paid. And the price was the blood. Somebody shout, the blood. Yes. Jesus came down as a ransom. His blood paid the price. And the Bible said, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. How bad do you want it? Do you want Jesus tonight? Yeah, do you want him? Do you want him? Do you want him? He was willing to go to the cross for you and for me. He was willing to wrap himself into flesh through 40 and two generations. How bad do you want it? Jesus left his throne of glory because he wanted us to be saved, my friend. And if you say it tonight, you know what, sister? Tonight, I want it. I'm tired of living the way I'm tired of just being hung up and hung out and strung out. And I want Jesus tonight.
if you want to accept him, you're press star six. Look at your phone and press star six. Look at the keypad and it's a little star and press six to come on over. You say, sis, you know what, I'm tired. The world has nothing to offer me. I've been through all this for what? How bad do you want it? He loves you, my friend. He loves you. Jesus loves you. We used to sing that song, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. He loves you. He loves you so much that he was willing to give his life. How bad do you want it? We're living in perilous times. If you watch the news, if you listen to it, all kinds of things are happening. And Matthew said that these things will happen. He said men will become lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. He said that the love of many will wax cold. But he said don't fear. So we don't need to fear, but we need to hold on to God's unchanging hand. The question on the floor tonight is, how bad do you want it? Amen. Amen. House is in the hands of our evangelist.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. Amen. What a question. What a question tonight, people of God. What a question tonight to you. Amen. To me. Glory to God. To each and every one of us on tonight. How bad do we want it? Amen. To what extremes are we willing to go? Glory to God. With our faith in him. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Do we have the faith? Glory to God. Do we have the faith? I marvel at the faith of his friends. Amen, Jesus. I marvel at their faith. And I believe you said, woman of God, that there had to be some communication. Amen. Good God, prior to, glory to God, even in him expressing his desire to be healed. Glory to God. And I just marvel at the faith, amen, of the four. Faith of the four plus the one with palsy. Glory to God. They went to the extreme. They went to the extreme, amen, Jesus. And their faith paid off, amen. And we give God thanks and we give God praise tonight. Glory be to God. We thank him. Glory to God for this word on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. I tell you, people of God, it's just so much in that you can come from so many ways. Glory to God. Even as the woman of God said, if you're not saved, amen. And I love how, amen, the Lord revealed that this man needed forgiveness of sin. And at the forgiveness of sin, he received his healing. I looked at that and I was like, wow, glory be to God. Wow. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, amen, Jesus, the Lord is here. He's here to forgive. Lord God, he's here to save. He's here to deliver on tonight. Glory to God. He's here. He's here. He's here. Glory to God. He's here to do what you need. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, glory to God, perhaps you don't know him in the pardon of your sin. Perhaps, God, there are things in your life, and maybe there are some things that you're struggling with, some things that you can't seem to let go. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Tonight, the Lord has come. He has come. Amen. Now, we didn't just listen at words, glory to God, but it was the self-same anointing that now comes to destroy yokes, that now comes to forgive sin, that now comes to heal your body. Glory be to God. The woman of God, amen, Jesus, will have there someone on the line tonight, glory to God, that do not know the Lord. Glory to God, if you will make the appeal to salvation on tonight, glory to God, amen. The word is already spoken. The word has already been declared. Glory to God. All you need to do now is come. Amen. Woman of God, we're going to release the platform back to you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. To open unto the people of God, amen, salvation. And then afterwards, amen, that healing for any that desire healing on tonight. Glory to God. You have the platform, woman of God.
Amen. On tonight, John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, if you do not know Jesus on tonight, if you do not know him in the pardon of your sins, I'm not sure if someone's trying to get over, come over. I'm hearing some feedback. I'm not sure if someone's trying to make their way over. If you are, press *6. Press *6 and come on over. And tonight will be your spiritual birthday. Tonight, July 2nd, would be your spiritual birthday that you said, I came to Jesus. I came to him on PNN. I came to him. And let me tell you, salvation, except Jesus, is not hard. How, when Jesus said to the paralyzed man, he said, thou sins are forgiven. It's easy. The man had already in his heart acknowledged who Jesus was and believed who he was and confessed who he was prior to him even getting there. So the only thing, his heart was right. The soil had already been plowed, and the only thing Jesus had to do was let him know that you are forgiven. Will you come? Come to Jesus. Amen. If you still want to come over and press *6, I sense, I'm not sure who it is and not sure if you are willing to come over, but I sense a spirit of depression. Someone on the line tonight is being pressed, is dealing with so much, is feeling hopeless and sadness and frustration, and someone is thinking that God has forgotten me. I know people talk about this Jesus, but someone is feeling he has forgotten me. Can I tell you, he has not forgotten you. And if you want prayer to be free from depression, press *6. Come on over. If you, whatever it is that you're dealing with on tonight, Jesus wants to heal you. He wants to free you. The songwriter said, God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt, he wants to heal you and take the pain away. He wants to provide for you each and every day.
lift your hand today. He wants to heal you all tonight. He wants to free you. The world doesn't have anything to offer you. The enemy's desire. And don't let fear keep you from pressing that star six. The world has nothing. Can I tell you nothing to offer you? Satan's desire, as I said in the beginning, was to steal, to kill, and destroy. But the good news is Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. If you're seeking prayer for your children or a loved one that is ill, someone that's in the hospital, someone that's battling palsy, that's dealing with being paralyzed, that's dealing with trouble in your marriage, whatever it is, your job is getting on your last nerve, whatever it is, come on over. Press star 6 to 9. Jesus said this, if you're ashamed of me, then he said, I'll be ashamed of you. And we don't want him to be ashamed. I'm not saying that as trying to scare you. But come on over and just say, sis, pray for me. You don't have to tell us your name. You can just come on over. His arms are wide open. The Bible says, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. We're just going to assume that since you did not press star 6, that everything is good, everything is okay, and that you have accepted Jesus on tonight. That you don't have any worries and you don't have anything that you want us to pray with. And I thank you so much for this time and this opportunity. Let's have prayer. Father, God, in the name of Jesus, you are the author and you are the finisher of our faith. So, Father, on tonight, I arise to establish our legal right and dominion over this region, the region of the airways. Father, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, we take authority over the enemy in the name of Jesus. Father, your word declares that if I shut up heaven, that there will be no rain. And if I command the locusts to devour the land, or I see pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins, oh God. Father, we need healing of the land. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, that you would heal the land, that you would save, God. It's only you can. That you would drive out the spirit of confusion, the spirit of hatred, the spirit of lack, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those on the line that is experiencing domestic violence. I pray for those on the line that is experiencing homelessness. I pray for those on the line, God, that's dealing with depression. And I ask you to go into the home. I ask you to go into the heart. I ask you to go into the mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that they are sanctified. I decree and declare that they will present their bodies as a living sacrifice. I decree and declare by the shed blood of Jesus, our Savior, every time that these prayers, God, reach heaven in the name of Jesus. I ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and the sins of our fathers. I pray, Father, that you will let grace and mercy prevail over every caller in the name of Jesus. I decree, God, oh God, that we have free passage for the prayer to ascend into the realm of the supernatural in the name of Jesus, that our prayer will not hit the ceiling, but it will reach heaven, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven, oh God, that we are seated in heavenly places, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that you have driven out fear, that you have driven out anxiety in the name of Jesus, and that you are destroying every yoke that is trying to bind us, that's trying to cause us to be paralyzed in the spirit realm. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over every demonic and satanic atmosphere and climate in the name of Jesus. We come against ill-spoken words. Oh, yes, God. We come against witchcraft in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare and send it back in the name of Jesus back to the pit where it belongs. We come against hostile environments. We come against terrorism and racial, ethnic hatred and violence in the name of Jesus. And we command, oh, that the spirit climate to shift. God, we need economic climate, social climate shift. We need cultural climate shift, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the atmosphere on tonight is conducive for miracles, miracles, signs, and wonders. And we glorify you, and we give you praise, and we give you honor, and we give you glory, Father. I pray for my spiritual mother, Father, who is in the hospital, a prayer warrior, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And I plead the blood of Jesus over Mother Williams. I plead the blood over the womb. I plead the blood, and I thank you that angels are encamped at that hospital, and that she will be healed on this side of heaven in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. We give God thanks. We give God praise again on tonight, woman of God. We thank God for this word on tonight. Glory to God. We just believe by faith that somebody's faith has been activated. Somebody's faith has been charged on tonight, glory to God. Someone's faith on tonight, glory be to God. We just believe God, amen, Jesus, that somebody, glory to God, will touch him, will touch God, amen, in a very real way for whatever they need, or whatever they need, amen. Glory to God. We believe God tonight, amen, Jesus, that whatever it is, however bad they want it, however bad they want it, that they will go for it. Amen. Go for it. Amen. Lord God, as your grandmother says, amen. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen, Jesus, for again this word. Glory to God. Again, woman of God, you expressed so many different areas, so many different angles. Amen. For us to look, amen, into this perfect word, this law. Amen. That we can see ourselves. Glory to God, to see where we can come up. Amen, Jesus, see what we need to do. Glory to God. Amen. Just, again, so many angles. Amen. But we bless God for
Hallelujah.
You tonight. Thank you for revealing yourself, amen, in the service of the Lord. Glory to God. Truly, we have been blessed. truly we have been blessed on tonight. Again, the challenge before us, how bad, Lord to God, how bad do we want it? Amen? How bad do we really want it on tonight? Do we? Amen. Amen, Jesus. What are we willing to surrender? What are we willing, glory be to God, let go that we win Christ? Amen. That we may get, amen, Jesus, laying a hold to the faith, amen, that we may receive of him those things that we need, those things that we desire. Glory to God. And tonight, woman of God, we just want to pray with you on tonight. We thank God for you again, for availing yourself, always willing. You are always willing, glory to God, finding time in your schedule, glory to God, amen, before I can even ask, amen, Jesus, what do you have available, glory to God, and we thank God for you. Thank you for that on tonight, woman of God, again, always for availing yourself, glory to God, and we just
evangelist.
Want to
pray. Evangelist, before you pray, I just want to share this, that the enemy thought that he did not want this word to come forth. So I already know that the word declares that his word never goes out and return void, that it accomplished
yes.
that which is set out to accomplish. The enemy
yes.
did not want this word to go forth, so much so that my son couldn't even walk. And and I said, okay, I recognize what you're doing. I recognize, and you're not going to win. And then he had a bad seizure. And so I was like, oh, yeah, he trying to throw all kind of punches tonight. But do you know that Jesus won? His word declares it is by his stripes that we are healed. So the enemy's job is to do what he does, but we know that Jesus has all power in his hands. So I don't know whatever you all are facing on tonight, but just know he got you. The Lord has you, and that no weapon, he didn't say no weapon formed against you will prosper. None. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment is already condemned. So I came right on downstairs. He's in that bed, and I don't know what's going to happen tonight, but I know Jesus won it. And
all
the question on the floor is, how bad do you want it? And I wanted.
Yeah.
I said, I wanted to show the enemy on tonight. You're not going to win this one. You are not going to win this one. You are defeated. At the cross, you are defeated. And even today, you are defeated. Today, I'm going to go down those steps, and I'm going to preach that word.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen, amen, glory to God, amen, glory to God. And we believe God with you tonight, woman of God. We believe God with you tonight. We believe he's already healed, already restored, amen, already whole on tonight. Glory to God, amen. Even, glory to God, at your commitment, your dedication, amen, to put God first. Glory to God for even as we take care of God's business, He takes care of our business. Amen. Glory to God. For he sees all. He knows all. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. And we're already victorious. Amen. You already have the victory in this situation.
Amen.
In this circumstance.
Amen.
You
amen.
Already.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. You
hallelujah.
Already have the victory. Glory to God. People of God,
in the name of Jesus.
On tonight, will you touch and agree, amen, with us on tonight? Glory be to God. We've already heard the woman of God's faith. Glory to God. On tonight, amen. How bad do you want it? Glory to God. She wants it all. Amen. Can you touch and agree with us on tonight? Amen. For the woman of God, glory be to God. On Hubosha, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We bless
hallelujah.
You. We honor you on tonight. We glorify you, oh God, for you are God alone. And for this, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your all-seeing eye. Glory to God, for there's nothing, glory be God, altogether that you don't already see. And we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. Glory to God. For we thank you tonight, glory to God, that nothing comes upon you by surprise. And for this we thank you, Master. We honor you. We glorify you tonight. We We honor you tonight, glory to God. We're thanking you tonight for the faith of your maidservant, oh God, to come, glory to God, to come before the people on tonight, even the situation that, oh God, that presented itself. But Father, we're thanking you tonight that she already We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, that that situation is already turned around. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, that her son is already healed in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory to God, by thy anointing, by thy power, glory to
God.
Wicked are broken on tonight
in the name of Jesus.
Your defeated foe, and the blood of Jesus is against you
the
now.
Blood of
in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus, Father,
in the
we
name
thank
of
you.
Jesus.
Glory to God. We thank you tonight, oh God, for what we cannot do, oh God, in our own power. But because you're all powerful, we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for your choice anointing.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God, that you will touch your son. Touch him, oh God. Touch him right
in the
now.
Name
in the name of Jesus. Right where he lie. Right where he sit. Father,
yes,
we're asking
Lord.
That you would touch him now. Glory to God. From the crown of his head to the sole of his
in the name
Father,
of
Father, we're
Jesus.
Asking that you touch and heal, touch and deliver tonight. In the name,
in the
of,
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus.
We're asking that you do it tonight. Hey, Maha. Touch, hey, God.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Satan, we said the blood
of Jesus
against you tonight.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus against your plan. The blood of Jesus against your plot now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. We cancel every assignment tonight. Every assignment you have set against our son, we cancel it by the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Tonight. We thank you for victory tonight. We thank,
thank you, Lord.
Glory God, for
bringing him up.
We thank you tonight. Oh, God, even
thank you,
woman of God, come forth on tonight. Oh, God, in faith,
thank
believing.
You,
oh, God, that's higher. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We're asking you, glory to God. We're asking that you would touch her tonight. Touch your woman servant tonight. In the name of Jesus. Touch her.
In the name
glory
of
God.
Jesus.
Touch her. Restore virtue unto her. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father,
God,
touch
in the
tonight.
Name of
touch
Jesus.
As only you can. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
touch
God,
her.
In the name of Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father, we're asking that you move in a mighty way, Father. For you said by your word that when the enemy, hey God, comes in like a flood, that you will lift up a standard. Will you lift up your word against the enemy on tonight? And tonight,
yes,
your word has been lifted up against the enemy. And Father, we give you thanks.
God.
We give praise. We thank you for victory tonight. We're thanking you for strengthening your servant on tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for blessing our household even now in the name of Jesus. We
in the name
the
of Jesus.
Apply the blood even in our household tonight. In the name of Jesus, we apply your blood. Ha, ya, 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 ya. Blood of Jesus on tonight.
The blood
Father,
of
bless
Jesus.
Us. Bless our household. Bless our ministry.
Yes,
bless
God.
Our man. Bless your family tonight in thy precious
in the name,
name
of
God.
Jesus.
We thank you tonight, oh God, for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're yet to do. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Bless her going out. Bless her coming in, oh God, from this time forth and forevermore. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for the praise report. We thank you now.
Thank
hey, God. We thank you for the praise report, oh God. In the precious name of
in the
Jesus.
Name
Father,
of
we
Jesus.
Give you glory. We give you praise in that precious name. Jesus, we count it all done in thy name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We honor you tonight. We honor you tonight. We honor you tonight, oh God.
God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for your wonder working power. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you for moving in the winds. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you tonight. Yeah, glory to God. In that precious name, Jesus, we pray.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. 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 On tonight, glory to God. We give God
hallelujah.
Tonight. Amen. We bless
hallelujah.
Him.
Glory to God.
Bless God, in the name of Jesus, we bless him tonight, Son. We bless him tonight for his manifestation, his power on tonight. Glory to God, showing himself strong, showing himself mighty on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. And people of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory be to God. You certainly can get a copy. Amen, Jesus. Text us tonight. Glory to God, and we'll send you your copy. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, you can text us. Amen, we'll give you two numbers. Glory to God, the first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. The second number is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Again, people of God, don't forget, amen, this broadcast is not yet, amen, Jesus, uploaded to our PNN page or the new ReArt Prayer Group 52. Glory to God, but by at least sometime tonight or tomorrow, amen, we look to have it up, amen. We thank you, people of God. Thank you tonight, amen. We thank God for you tonight. Glory be to God, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Let us, again, reassess, how bad do we want it? How bad do we want it, amen, Jesus? Glory to God. How bad do we want it? Glory to God. What are we willing to give, amen, Jesus? Are we willing to give our faith, amen? Glory be to God. So we give God thanks and praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus, again, for you, woman of God. God bless you tonight. Amen, Jesus, Lord God. We just believe, amen, that if this situation is already turned around. We just believe
amen.
On tonight, God. Amen, Jesus. And we wait, amen, for the praise report. Glory to God. So tonight,
amen.
Woman of God, turn the platform back over to you, amen, for other remarks, amen, and for the dismissal of the line. God bless you. We do love you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Man.
Thank you,
God.
Evangelist. God bless you. The songwriter said, there's a sweet, sweet spirit in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. It's a sweet. And even as we are getting ready to dismiss from this place, Father God, in the name of Jesus, but never your presence, we ask you to go before us as a leading lamb, and that you will be behind our back as a strong protector, that you would bind everything that does not line up with the will of God concerning our lives. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, that eyes have not seen nor ears heard, neither has it entered into the heart which you have in store for every person on this line, God. And so we thank you. And we bless you, Father, even for your evangelist. We thank you for the anointing that is on her life. We thank you for her life, the sacrifices that she made. And, Father, I thank you that heaven will not even be heaven, God. She won't have to do it, get the reward in heaven, but she will get it in the earth realm. So, Father, I thank you that you will give her blessings pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And I thank you for the stars that's on the
advisors crowned, Father, in the name of Jesus, people that never even came back to say, I accepted Jesus, that they will be amazed in heaven how many that they have. And I thank you for the rewards, because I know, Father, that they are on the front line, and I know that they are being hit like a target practice, but I thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers them, that covers their family, Father, that covers their ministry. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you've done and what you're going to do. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Now unto him that's able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the throne, to the only wise God our Father, dominion and power now henceforth and forevermore. In Jesus' name, and it is so. Amen and amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. We look to see you back here on tomorrow night. Amen. Glory to God. Come back on tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. Let us hear, amen, what does saith the Lord. Invite you to come back. Amen. Invite someone to come back and be with you. Amen. Here at the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. We love you. In Jesus' name.
Bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.